You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Salute to the class of 2020. Different set of circumstances that you're experiencing. I've had a chance to participate in 3 graduations, my high school, my undergrad, and graduate ceremonies. And many of you are not having the opportunity to participate in one. Yeah. So next week, Morning Grind has the class of 2020 week. We'll be recognizing you scholars in Kansas City area public schools. And you can also submit your pictures and information on KPRS.com to be featured online and to be heard on the air.
I will never forget the 2 graduations I was part of. Spoke at the first one in high school, second one in college. Jumped off the stage as my mama screamed, "Go, Brian." I will never forget that. And I rushed to my apartment to get up out of there and come home to Kansas City.
Wonderful.
Yes.
To the surprise of some folks on 470 yesterday, a whole airplane landed on the highway.
What?
Mm-hmm. The FAA said the plane was a twin-engine Beechcraft BE-50. Onlookers said that they heard that the engine was not on as it was getting kind of low. And the lady was like, "Dang, that! I think he might be ready to land on the highway." And lo and behold, he did. There were people still driving behind. They were able to stop. No one crashed, thank God. And the nearby Lee Summit Airport sent over a truck to tow the plane back to the airport.
Can you imagine?
No.
Well, look. That's one of my biggest fears is something like that happening. You in the air, all of a sudden, you don't hear the engine no more?
Well, it's a very small plane.
Man,
so
still. Shout out to the pilot.
I don't
pilot.
Even know if there was anybody on the plane with him. But onlookers, the people on the highway, are the ones who are really afraid. There was a young lady who took a video from inside of her car, and you can see where it touched down, and she was like maybe 2 or 3 cars behind. Ooh. Where everyone was stopped.
That could have been real bad. Ooh. Good Lord. That's scary thinking about it right now. Remember a few years ago, or nah, it was like 2009, where the pilot in New York, he had to land on like the Hudson River or something like that. Oh, man.
Plane accidents are very few and far between, thank God.
Yeah.
The chances of you getting into a accident on your car or being hit by a car are much greater than planes.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
619, look for highs in the mid-70s. Right now, you're cloudy at 59 in Blue Springs. Shade was popping.
More celebrations are planned to honor the class of 2020. YouTube has enlisted the help of Beyoncé to address the graduating class of 2020 during its YouTube Originals Dear Class of 2020 event that will happen June 6th.
They treating 2020, the class of 2020, good, and they deserve it too.
Trying to tell
been
you.
Been through a lot.
Among those who will be joining Beyoncé, Jennifer Lopez, Demi Lovato, Janelle Monáe, and others. Apparently, Beyonce is going to be giving an inspirational talk.
Mm.
I don't know if I want to necessarily hear Beyonce talk.
You don't want to hear her talk about work ethic? Or how she became successful? How can it inspire a new generation?
She's not really a talker, though. Like, I would rather see that work ethic on display with a little dance ditty for me, you know.
If you was graduating,
I'd like a little dance ditty from Beyonce.
Who would you want to send you a nice inspirational video?
It would be either Oprah Winfrey or Barack Obama. Those would be the two that would inspire me.
Okay.
Or Warren Buffett.
Oh, you looking for money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Neo's wife, Crystal Smith, and his ex, Monyetta Shaw, have revealed that they have a really good relationship right now.
Yeah.
I guess they was beefing. And I understand why. Mignetta was on a reality TV show where she was trying to get Neo to marry her. And they were together during the filming of this thing. And then at the end, they broke up. He wouldn't marry her. And then he got with Crystal, like, literally 3 months later and married her.
Yes, I'm singing. I want a mingle.
Get it how you live.
A lot of times, chicks are grooming dudes for the next one. Sometimes you just got to take that L and say, you know what? I trained up a child in the way he should go.
He's a bum.
And made him better.
This man my was a bonafide scrub.
Okay. You've done that before?
I don't know. Because the guys that I were in serious relationships with, I don't speak to them anymore. That's it. Like, once it's over, there's really nothing left to talk about at this point. So I don't know what's happened in their lives after that.
Okay. I'm grooming myself for me. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, God. You keep in touch with the people you used to mess with.
You talk too much, right?
You do. That was a secret. They listening. They know that they still talk to you.
What's up, y'all?
Bye! So yesterday, Ciara and Future's son, Future Jr. How can you be a junior and that's not Future's real name?
I don't know. I'm not finna waste my brain cells on it, though.
I'll have to ask Stacey Shaw about that. I guess maybe if he... But he hasn't legally changed his name to Future.
Nope.
I don't know. Yeah. So the young man turned 6. And of course, Russell Wilson, who does this every year, showed him love on his birthday. And some people had some things to say about his words. He said, "My inspiration, my best friend, full of love, joy, and grace. I thank Jesus for you and being able to lead and guide you. Your future is forever endless, and I pray you swim into every opportunity and obstacle in your life with much love and enthusiasm. Happy 6th birthday, Future. Daddy loves you."
You know, for the sake of somebody's fragile masculinity or their fragile relationship, perhaps with their own father, your insecurities are showing if you have something bad to say about that.
Because this man literally is raising him every day.
Yeah, and it's like, fam, if I'm Future and I'm in those circumstances, not saying that Future thinks this or he said this, but I would be happy that Russell Wilson is in my son's life so he can see a successful man of the same culture doing well and trying to teach him the way. That is a gift, all right? There's no need for them two to be salty at each other.
I don't think Russell is. I think he stepped up. I think it's probably Future and his minions.
Step parents are a gift. Let's be clear. The good ones are.
That's right, Brian. Right?
For real. Go ahead.
So Chrissy Teigen is upset at her rich friends for asking for a handout. Apparently, she's got a new line of cookware and tabletop products called Cravings. And some of her friends been asking for the homie hookup.
Damn! She runs a business, y'all.
First of all, they shouldn't have to ask. If we homies, I expect the hookup.
Seriously?
Let you come out with a line of pot holders and I don't get one.
This is a business I'm running, though.
Let you come out with a line of candlestick holders and I don't get one.
You gonna put me out of business?
Let you come out with a line of refrigerator magnets and I ain't got two of them.
I can't afford to give no freebies out. You got it. I know what you make.
I need that money.
You don't know what I make, young man. Now, that's when you done crossed the line, young man.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
My sister decided she wanted to pull over on the side of the road and take the kids on a walk through the woods inside Swope Park.
You're a liar.
She ain't ever been hiking a day in her life. So she goes into the woods and she got about 4 or 5 kids with her. Well, now we got to call 911 and helicopter to go look for my sister and my kids and my nieces and nephews this weekend. And that's why I'm mad, though.
It's not your sister Sue, is it?
No, I got 7 sisters besides her. But this one, she ain't never had no training. She done had no asthma pumps, no bottles of water, no kids. Got on boots and sandals and flip-flops. And she decided she wanted to go walking in some woods, talking about she seen pirates and cabins inside Fort Park. And then we get on the phone with 911. They not seeing her. Are the kids okay? The first thing they gonna ask is, well, do anybody got any COVID symptoms? Bro, get out there and find my kids. And that's why I'm mad, though.
You didn't go with them?
You know we ain't got no business in the woods. I watch a lot of movies. And that right there says black people ain't got no business taking no hikes or nothing.
You could have deterred some of the animals from coming around.
No, she could have been dead somewhere with my kids, and I don't know where they at.
I'm glad they're back, Miss Cindy. I'm going to stop this here because Brian is being rude.
I don't know. I'm being honest.
Thank you, Miss Cindy. I'm glad they're back.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Somebody told a lie one day.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, I don't think I've gone this long without Mr. Bob Kendrick in my life.
Oh, it's been a minute.
And I don't want to go any further without having him in my life. He's on the line right now. How have you been?
I'm doing well in this effort to try and stay sane while staying safe. It's been a challenge, as you can well imagine.
We're talking about the COVID-19 testing that'll be happening at the museum. But first, I want to acknowledge that I saw you twice in a jogging suit on social media. And I was flabbergasted. I didn't know you owned one of those.
I think there's only two that I have.
Will there be any suit appearances at the testing at the museum today?
Well, you know, I may have to break something out for later on, just so that, number one, I can feel normal again. You know, last Sunday was supposed to be dressed to the nines. And so I went to the Buck O'Neill Center and put on what I would have worn had we had the game out at Kauffman Stadium, just to make myself feel a little better and to try to keep the spirit going, you know. And I think it's been tough because prior to that, I mean, I had not been in a suit since we closed down in mid-March. And I don't know if there's ever been a time when I've not worn a suit for certainly not that length of time. And so, you know, it's part of the, as I like to say, it's part of the uniform. You know, so it felt good to be back in uniform again.
It's important, I feel like, for the American Jazz Museum and the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum to have testing because it's right in the center of where a lot of the issues are for our community.
Yeah, Brian, I think that really was the impetus, and certainly big thanks to Truman Medical Centers and Universal Health. Both the museums, American Jazz Museum and Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, are obviously very honored to participate. And this was, as you mentioned, Brian, was very needed. And I think particularly for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, since we anchored there going back to 1990 at historic 18th and Vine, when there was nothing at 18th and Vine, it was never self-serving for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. It has always been about the greater good. And I think as a result, people see the museum as a community leader, and that is absolutely our intent. And so for me, this is important for us to make this kind of outreach available.
So, Mr. Kendrick, it looks like folks can call 816-404-CARE to be tested if they're experiencing COVID-19 symptoms like fever, cough, shortness of breath, flu-like symptoms, and this will be happening from 10 until 1 o'clock today.
Yes, and we encourage people to do just that and take advantage of this opportunity. You know, if you feel any of those symptoms whatsoever, you know, take advantage of this opportunity, come down, take the test. And if nothing else, it just clears your mind. Really honored to provide this opportunity.
Once again, Mr. Bob Kendrick, always coming to the needs of our people. Shout out to American Jazz Museum, Truman Medical Centers, Negro League Baseball Museum, and University Health. If you're feeling sick and you think you got COVID, go get tested today, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's the parking lot behind the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum on 18th and Vine. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you as always. Be safe.
All right, guys. Can't wait to get back in studio with you all real soon.
Yes.
We're waiting on you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Cornell University, a respected institution of learning, did some research and says that white lies are often told to avoid harming the other person or to present oneself in a positive light. Do you see a difference between lies? In my opinion, it's just a lie. Ain't no such thing as a white lie.
Yes, I do. I think there are classifications of lies. I think you have helpful lies, you got good lies and bad lies. Now, of course, the bad lies are, you know, the ones that could be a detriment to a relationship. The good lies are the ones that you just mentioned, something to help benefit somebody.
How can a lie ever benefit me?
I think some people have a distorted vision of what reality is. And sometimes you got to play along with them to get the best out of them.
No.
No? Okay.
If someone lies to me, it makes me question everything they've ever said to me. Mm-mm. Even if it's something stupid, that makes me madder. I'm like, the truth will do. Why did you lie in this instance?
And I feel you on that because I'm like that too for the most part. It's like, okay, now I'm skeptical of you telling
me. Then how do you say you understand it?
But I understand both of them. I do.
I understand like both sides. So during this research, they said that more women are lied to at work, especially when they're being evaluated.
You're a liar.
Has that happened to you?
I really don't get evaluations a lot at work. And if they do, I didn't hear it.
This is a lie.
Has somebody evaluated me? Do you think that you tell lies a lot?
No, I don't. It's hard for me to lie sometimes. It is. I like to tell the truth. I'm like Jim Carrey in Liar Liar. I just cannot lie sometimes.
Brian, you what? Lying right now.
No, I'm not.
Somebody told a lie one
day. No, I'm not.
Brian, you lie every day.
He ain't lying.
What I lie to you about yesterday?
You lie every day about something.
I lie down in the bed, but other than that, no.
All of them lying on me.
I actually think men lie way more than women do. And it's about stupid stuff, too.
I think we lie at the same height. I think we're a little more sloppier with our lies. Y'all are a little more sneakier.
In your opinion, who tells the most lies, men or women?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23. Look for highs in the mid 70s. Cloudy and 59 right now. 18th Divine. Shade, what's poppin'?
Yesterday, newly released rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine threw allegations at Billboard, the charts, about the way that they calculate who is going to get to number one. Now, this rant went viral, of course, and Ariana Grande, the subject of this rant, responded and said, hey, look, you know, this is for a good cause. Back, basically. Well, Billboard has responded to Tekashi 6ix9ine's allegations and snatched all of his chart history from their charts.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Get your weight up and not your hate up.
So it looks like DaBaby and singer Danny Lee may be quarantined together.
Damn!
I said that right? Danny Lee?
Danny Lee, yeah, she fine.
Rumors swirled that the two were dating earlier this year, but the singer, of course, shut him down, saying that anytime she does a song with a male artist, people accuse them of dating. Well, apparently they posted videos yesterday from the same balcony. You know, the detectives online said, look at the way that the bar squirrel this way. They on the same balcony.
That must be jammed because jelly don't shake like that.
She fine, though. So I don't, you know.
So Webby and Boosie's relationship apparently went wrong a while ago, but a recent video has reinvigorated the beef. Webby called out Boosie on social media, and then Boosie responded by telling the Shade Room, Webby don't really give a bleep in their feelings and take bleep out of proportion. Boosie and Webby, they gonna always be, it's like peanut butter and jelly. I should have used my Boosie voice.
High pitch.
Boosie went to jail and Webby was out here working. Webby's loyalty was always Trill Entertainment. That's what Webby was talking about. He's a big person on loyalty. That's all I know. And the legacy is what he's talking about. It ain't about no money. He's been making money for years. It's about the legacy.
This is a lie. Leave me alone.
I did pretty good. I feel good about that.
All I'm lying on me.
That was a solid performance.
I really hate that they are, you know, at odds right now because, man, listen, back in 07, 06, in the 2000s, boy, they made some magic in the studio.
So during a recent radio interview, Ludacris addressed some lyrics that he wrote on a song he did with R. Kelly that was not released to the public. I guess he played this song during the battle on Saturday with Nelly.
Yeah, it was a lot of downtime.
And it says in the track, "I love R. Kelly, but around my daughters, I'm not comfortable." Mm. And so people felt like that's him admitting that he knew that R. Kelly was messing around with young chicks and that he still was on a song with them. And the whole industry basically turned their eye and allowed more young ladies to be violated.
So let's be honest here. If we're going to incriminate Ludacris, we got to incriminate everybody. Because we all knew about Aaliyah back in the day. Everybody knew. But because of the landscape and how people were feeling, we kind of just swept it under the rug. So
people want to hear 12 play.
That's the bottom line, Shay.
It's the truth.
Yeah,
people do not care about other people unless it affects them specifically, which is unfortunate that we don't care about other young people unless it's young people attached to our lives.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Couldn't wait to grow up so that I could actually use the word lie around adults. Was your grandmother like that?
Oh, yeah. Don't you dare. You might as well say the F word.
I get my face slapped off for calling an adult a liar or saying that they lied about something, even if they did.
Yep. It's just a respect thing. I was raised the same way.
So the question this morning is, who lies the most, men or women?
Why the f*** you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
Stop f***ing lying.
Do you think it could be gender-based?
No, I think we're equal when it comes to lies. I just think that men aren't as stealth as women are when it comes to covering up and doing the due diligence to hide the lie.
And Tari said men tell the most lies, women tell the biggest lies. Mikhail said men tell more lies, but women actually lie better.
Possibly. I think it's because sometimes we just don't care.
I don't think it's that you don't care. It's that you can't walk and chew bubblegum at the same time. Men tend to be one-track minded in my experience. And women, we can multitask. So if I'm going to tell a lie, I'm thinking 4 and 5 steps in the future. Just in case he calls Tisha, let me call her and tell her what I'm doing.
He ain't lying.
And y'all don't think like that. If something presents itself right then in that moment, now you have switched tracks to this and you have thought nothing about what could occur later.
You're a liar.
You think you got us figured out, don't you?
That's what happens.
Yeah, aight, whatever.
What do you think about this? Who lies more, men or women?
I think men, we lie more. So we're forced to.
Who forces you to lie, my brother?
When they have a bad haircut or hairstyle and they don't have the means to get it done right then and there, you got to make feel good about their choice or
that's a good
that
lie,
bad
Shay.
Outfit. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's a good lie. Mm-hmm. I think we just force more to make them feel a whole lot better about mm-hmm. the truth.
You send your girl out to go get her hair done, she come back with a fade, and you're not all the way happy with it. But then you got to be like, yeah, baby, that look good on you.
Yeah, that look good. It fits your face.
We got to do that to make y'all happy. So that's a good lie.
I don't want my man lying to me. Tell me the truth. If you don't like it, just say you don't like it.
Who is this?
My name's Lamont.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning, brother.
All right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Cornell University conducted a poll and said that women are lied to more at work than men.
Ooh.
And it has to do with being evaluated on the job.
You're a liar.
And they're calling it white lies.
What's the definition of that?
They say the definition is avoiding harm to the other person or to present oneself in a positive light. That's what a white lie is.
Hmm.
I don't recognize the difference. A lie is a lie is a lie to me. Many times I will be quiet if I don't want to say something to hurt someone's feelings. I won't make up a lie. I'll just be quiet.
That's an instance where I will lie. I'll tell a white lie. It's just kind of awkward just sitting there with silence when you're having a conversation.
I'm okay with silence, though. I don't have a problem with it.
You're nothing but a liar, a cheater, a deceiver,
heartbreaker.
And I won't.
Do you tell more lies at work or at home, Brian?
Oh, definitely at work.
Really? You be lying up here?
Why are you trying to get me in trouble right now?
I'm not. I just asked a question.
You know, sometimes they're necessary sometimes. You know, some people be getting on your nerves.
So you just gonna lie?
I lie to Julie sometimes.
What do you mean?
I lie to her.
About what?
Because she be getting on my nerves.
Oh, my God.
About work-related stuff.
Oh, my God.
Brian, why you got this door closed? I tell her it's because of quarantine, but really, I just don't want to see her. It's a joke. I love you, Julie.
When she come in here with her karate kicks, don't you say nothing but ouch.
Yeah, all right.
AJ says men get caught more, women are more discreet and more skilled with it, so we don't even know.
Wowzers.
I agree with that.
John says both, but females have a PhD in liarology.
This is a lie. Leave me alone.
What do you say? Who lies most, men or women?
Women lie every single day. Oh. You know how? They got their makeup all over their face. Talking about, that ain't what you look like. I seen a girl the other day. She looked like Mariah Carey. She took off our makeup, turned around. That girl looked like Drew Carey. Real talk, bro.
What about them fitted caps y'all wear trying to hide the hairline? That's a lie, too.
Well, look, we wouldn't have to do that if y'all women wouldn't make us feel bad about something natural.
You don't think that logic that you just said applies to the makeup?
I didn't say it on the
phone.
Get out
of here!
I'm just saying it's a lie. It's all a lie.
Okay, well, that's a lie too, my fella.
All right. You got me.
All right, y'all. Thank you for calling up. Have a good one. You too.
Yep.
Somebody told a lie one day.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Been doing a lot of television watching, Brian. Caught a marathon of Man Fire Food on the Cooking Channel. There's a brand new season that's upon us.
Oh, they're always on playing with fire.
Guess who's on the line with us today?
Ooh.
Chef Roger Mooking, the host
of
Man Fire Food.
What's up? How y'all doing today?
Very well. Now, as I was watching the marathon, I noticed one thing that stuck out like a sore thumb. No Kansas City restaurants. What up with that?
Oh, man. I know we got to get to Kansas City. I've been looking to try and find to get to Kansas City. The issue is that once we land into a location, we got to do like 8 locations around there that are driving proximity. And they can't all be the same, you know. So Kansas City is known for kind of very specific things. So if we get into Kansas City, we can do that thing. But then we got to find a whole bunch of other locations around that time. Also, the time that we shoot during the beginning of the year, the weather is funny. So depending on the weather, whether it's like hurricane season or rainstorm season or still really cold in some areas, that kind of dictates the areas that we're able to go to and not go to. So Kansas City is on the list. I do want to get there. I've been to Kansas City. I've had barbecue there several times. I know it's great. but we do got to get there. I agree.
Whenever you touch down, I can take you on a Kansas City barbecue tour. I can show you all the hot spots, the best places that you need to go around here, because I know you love playing with fire.
Talk to us about the new season.
It's really cool, man. You know, we're doing the much the same as something kind of know and love. We're cooking with fire. We're meeting people from all walks of life. They're introducing me to some of their passions. And one of the things we've been focusing on the last couple of years has really been showcasing global cuisines that are in America. So this year, you'll see some Peruvian cuisine, you'll see some Mexican cuisine, you'll see some Thai cuisine, as well as getting some of the basic staples that you may come and know to expect in America, like ribs, roasted, and smoked turkeys and stuff like that.
Now, in Kansas City, we have a bunch of barbecue-ologists in the town, and I'm definitely one of them. What is your number one piece of advice when barbecuing that we may not know about?
Well, really, you got to understand, like, the different distinctions, right? So, you know, if you say barbecue in New York, that means anything cooking over a fire. So that could be, like, a green egg or a propane Weber or a smoke box. If you say barbecue in the South, you're talking specifically low and slow, either whole hog or pulling pork and stuff like that. And it's a low, slow smoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a kind of a nomenclature thing. So also grilling. Grilling is kind of like when you're using a flame under a grate and over direct heat. That's like a grilling setup, right? So that's one part of it that I think that's a kind of really important distinction when you're talking about barbecue specifically.
Chef Roger Mooking, you've got a wonderful career in the kitchen and known for all that you've done with food. But Brian, I don't know if you knew this, he was a very well-known rapper before he got in the kitchen.
Oh, really?
Do you have a little rap you can spit about Man Fire Food right fast? I know you've had to write one in 9 seasons. Come on.
I actually never wrote nothing. Actually, I wrote a song called Live from the Barbecue I did an album last year called Eat Your Words.
Uh-huh.
Any streaming platform and look for my name and Eat Your Words, you can peep stuff out there.
So you're not ready to go live right now then?
Okay. Well, no, I'm just waking up. I still got coffee mouth.
Oh, Lord. Hey, man, make sure y'all check out the new season of Man Fire Food. Thank you so much for joining us, Roger. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Give us your famous catchphrase when you're ready to light the grill.
You know what's my favorite part of the day? Time to light it up.
That's right. There you go.
All right, have a good one.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22, look for highs in the mid-70s today. Right now, you're cloudy at 59 at the Grand View Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Taurus friends.
Hey.
Kevin Frazier, sportscaster on ESPN.
He used to be on there.
Oh, he's 56.
I think he's on like All Access or something now.
Actress Natori Norton from Power and 3LW back in the day. She's 36.
Mm.
Rapper Diamond from Crime Mob.
Hey! That these girls would get crunk.
She's 32.
Hey.
And a juggernaut in the game, Busta Rhymes,
my dog.
He out here 48.
Come on. Happy birthday, everybody born on May 20th.
I've seen Twilight, but I don't remember this actor. His name is Gregory Tyree Boyce. A sad situation happened. He was found dead in his apartment along with his girlfriend.
Mm.
An official cause of death has yet to be revealed. However, an unknown white powdery substance was allegedly found at the scene.
Mm.
A statement from the young man's family says, "We, as a family of Gregory Boyce, are very saddened by our loss. He was a dad, son, grandson, brother, uncle, and friend. He was the light of all of our lives, and we are very saddened by his death."
Mm. Rest up, man.
Egypt Chris, who is the daughter of the girl from Peppa and Tretch from Naughty by Nature.
Mm-hmm.
She's on Growing Up Hip Hop on WeTV. She's announced that she is leaving the show.
Oh, what's going on with that show? You know, yesterday we played a clip with Master P arguing with the producers, and rightfully so, Romeo was as well. So what's going on that show?
She said, quote, I respect myself enough to walk away from anything that no longer serves me, grows me, or makes me happy. It's time for me to rise from the ashes from being falsely represented to you, the people I love most, which is why I have decided to resign from growing up hip hop.
Sound like the same thing Master P was saying yesterday, Shay.
Meanwhile, fellow castmate Little Twist spoke out about her decision to leave, as well as Master P and Romeo claiming that the show's producers orchestrate drama for ratings. He said, quote, moral of the story, only give off what you want the world to see, and don't get mad when they see it and make an opinion on it. It's TV. If it looked like a duck, quack like a duck, what is it? I've been seeing a lot of BS on this World Wide Web today. After 5 whole seasons, now it's all fake. I'm going to start having the whole homies hold a camera and film all the behind the scenes. There's 2 sides to every story, but 1 camera lens.
Yeah, but there's also editors who can piece up storylines and things that may not be of reality.
You do that all the time on this show. I'll say
what?
Something and you'll edit it in as though that's what I was talking about. You do that all the time.
Girl, bad.
No, I don't.
Like that right there. I didn't just say that. You pieced it in.
You know what? I have to keep record of you and your mouth and how you talk to me.
You're like the producers on Growing Up Hip Hop.
You just ratchet and raw talk.
See? I didn't say that. That was...
Why that dope always so murky now? What you been doing?
See? Out of context. Way late. You play it. That was from like 3 or 4 years ago.
That was probably from like 5. Well, yeah, 4.5 years ago, yeah.
I'm going to cuss you out, Brian.
The way that you talk to me just be out of line, so I got to keep record. I got to let people know the real Shay Moore.
This is a hat, you bastard.
I still love you, though. You still my homie. We still homies? No? All right. All right, y'all. Why you mad, though? Coming up at 8:38.
Hot 103 jobs.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
It's Maurice.
All right, Maurice, let's see what you got.
Hit you with this shit, make you feel it all in your toes. Hatch, got all my people in red clothes. Dialing my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you're messing with lyrical player pros.
You really want to party with me? Let me see this what you got for me. Put all your hands where your eyes can see.
Uh-huh.
Straight butt water than a place to be.
Hey! If you...
Is this Busta Rhymes on the phone?
Your hands can see.
I think this might be Busta Bus on the phone, Brian.
He bust a chorus today. You got a $30 Kansas Lottery Summer of Silverado Instant Ticket Prize Pack, and you qualify for $1,000 in stimulus cash, all right?
I appreciate that, bro.
You're welcome, sis. What
station?
Station's live, local, and lit?
High 103, don't forget to slam the Z.
Listen now through May 28th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in stimulus cash.
Gotta count the money while I'm counting money.
From Hot 103 Jams.
Balling on 10, straight balling.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Jams.
So let's say you've been listening to Wellness Wednesday and you're like, okay, Dr. RJ, I hear what you're saying, and now I want to find a therapist. What do I do? Well, while there are a lot of therapists offering their services, finding someone you like takes dedicated effort, especially if you've never seen a therapist before. According to the American Psychological Association, these are some important issues to consider. First, is the therapist licensed? Each state is responsible for making sure therapists are competent to provide their services. Only those with proper training receive a license. Number 2, if you have health insurance, will it cover the therapy from this provider? Number 3, are there limits to the number of sessions covered by your insurance? 2 websites for locating therapists and psychologists are psychologytoday.com and therapyforblackgirls.com. While it is not too difficult to find the name of a therapist, it may take more time to find a therapist that you consider to be good. You may want to set up initial appointments with 1 or 2 potential therapists and see how comfortable you are with them. Take the time to find the right therapist for you. It's all about the best fit. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams. Be well.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.